safely saved lives. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. That's what police in Bend, Oregon are saying about an employee who was killed in a shooting at the grocery store.
Two victims were killed at a Safeway store in Bend, Oregon before the shooter took his own life. Police are praising a store employee who lost his life as a hero. Spokeswoman Sheila Miller said Donald Lee Surratt acted to protect customers.
Surratt engaged with the shooter, attempted to disarm him, and may very well have prevented further deaths.
Police say their investigation of the shooter, identified as Ethan Blair Miller, revealed a potential plan to attack a high school. Police continue to delve into Miller's background to find a specific motive. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan says a 19-year-old man suspected of randomly shooting three people to death may have felt emboldened after he didn't encounter police after the first shooting. The man was arrested after a 12-hour search Sunday. The White House says President Biden is not involved in the review of documents that were taken from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home for potential security risks.
The president hasn't been briefed on any of this. None of us have been briefed. The White House not has been briefed on any of this. And so we are just going to leave it to the Department of Justice and to ODNI.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who would not say if President Biden would be briefed on any conclusions of the assessment. People who drink tea may be more likely to live longer than those who don't, according to a new study. Scientists from the U.S. Cancer Institute found higher tea intake, two or more cups daily, was linked to a modest benefit, though the temperature of the tea didn't change the result. Past studies in China and Japan, where green tea is popular, suggested health benefits. The new study extends the good news to the U.K.'s favorite drink, black tea. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
School officials in Hays County, Texas, say three students have died just this summer from suspected fentanyl poisoning, and they say it's part of a larger trend.
This impacted community is southwest of Austin, and leaders with the Hays County Independent School District are now calling what they have on their hands a crisis after a high school sophomore died of a suspected fentanyl overdose on August 20th. The Kyle, Texas fire chief tells us since the start of 2022, his department has responded to at least 16 fentanyl-related overdoses, seven of which have been fatal, including two other Hays County students, both high school seniors, both just 17, and both died earlier this summer in separate overdose cases.
Fox's Casey Stiegel in Dallas. A settlement is reached in the case of an inmate who sued over a lost pregnancy.
A former inmate at a California jail wins a $480,000 settlement arising from a lawsuit that said jail employees did not respond to the pregnant woman's request for help for 2 hours after her water broke. And when they did show up, stopped at a Starbucks on the way to the hospital while Sandra Quinones was in labor in the van, 6 months pregnant at the time in 2016. She and her baby were hospitalized before the child died. And in her complaint, Quinones cited post-traumatic stress disorder and depression as a byproduct of the incident, claiming the Orange County jail staff acted with deliberate indifference. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A nonprofit arm of the National Association of Theater Owners has announced that for just one day, September 3rd, movie tickets will be just $3. The discount will be in effect in more than 3,000 theaters across the country, including major chains like AMC and Regal, and all film studios are participating. Labor Day weekend is traditionally a slow weekend for movie going. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.